Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today with us is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Shaw. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
Thank you for joining us today. Specializing in livestock, and you've got a pretty specialty topic today, too. We're not going to go into too many details because people haven't had breakfast yet, but this is a pretty important topic.
It really can be. I'd like to discuss how and when to assist a cow or heifer that's having trouble during calving time, okay? For the last several years, we've talked about the three stages of parturition. And like stage one is when you first see the mucus starts to appear from the cow's vulva. The second stage is actually when the water bag is come out. And that second stage lasts from the time that the water bag comes out until the calf is born. And then the third stage, that's the delivery of the placenta or the afterbirth. So that kind of gives you the stages. But the only time we really intervene, of course, is during stage two. And heifers and cows go through stage two at different speeds, okay? A heifer is going to take a little longer to have that calf, to go from the time that that water bag comes out until she should have the calf. We want to think about somewhere around an hour for a heifer to do that. If we have an old cow, she's experienced this before, we want to look probably closer to something like 30 minutes. If they're not progressing by those times, it's time to maybe start taking a look, okay? Well, you read all these, here's what you need to have, one place said we need to have a clean barn that's got good light. Well, yeah, that'd be fantastic. We don't always have that opportunity. Another thing said, you might need a head catch, but I'd say you need at least have a halter or a rope or something to help restrain that cow. You're going to need a bucket of water. You're going to need some water that has some disinfectant in it. You're going to need your OB lube. You're going to need your plastic sleeves. You're going to need towels. You're going to need your calving chains and handles. You're going to need a calf puller. And one thing that you should always have, and that would be your vet's phone number. Because it can be one of those situations where you just really need to call your veterinarian. So before you do any of the examination yourself, it's really critical that we keep the cow as clean as we possibly can. We don't want to introduce a bacteria that down the road may give her an infection and then she can't breed back. And, we got to have that calf every year. So it's very important that we keep that cow as clean as we possibly can. So where do we start? We should wash the rear end of the cow. We should wash the vulva, the rectum, the tail with soapy water. We want to rinse and dry that off with the towels. We want to put our plastic sleeves on and put our OB lube on those. And then we want to do a vaginal examination. So when you put your hand in, what you're really feeling for first is, has the cervix fully dilated? And if not, when you pass your hand through, it's going to feel like you're passing your hand through a long, firm, tubular structure, okay? But if the female is fully dilated, you won't feel anything. Your hand will go right in, and so you'll know that she's progressed the way she should have. From there, when you have your hand inside the cow, can you feel the calf? Can you find the calf? Is the calf in a normal presentation? Does it have its feet coming into the birth canal with its head positioned right? Or doesn't it? If the presentation is normal and the water bag's still intact, okay, maybe you just wait a few more, maybe another 30 minutes or 45 minutes. If the water bag is broken and that calf is right there, you can feel it, the cervix has been dilated, then that calf needs to be delivered sooner rather than later, okay? So if that's the case, that normal presentation, then I would go ahead and proceed with assistance, okay? If the presentation is abnormal, I would probably get my veterinarian on the phone and have him come out and give us a hand, okay? If the calf, what you really want to do is you want to feel and make sure that you think that calf can come through the birth canal. If that's the case, she's just struggling a little bit, then we need to go ahead and attach the chains and the handles, and we will start pulling that calf. And so when you start to pull the calf, you pull one leg, try to get it expanded, try to pull it out to get that shoulder to start through the birth canal. Then you pull the other leg, and you just kind of work on that until you can get the calf out. Now, if you get into problems, you may have to hook onto your calf puller and then extract the calf using the calf puller. After the calf is born, of course, we want to make sure that it's breathing. You want to tickle its nose, you know, with some straw or something, get it to make sure that it's breathing. Then we want to make sure that it gets some colostrum in the next couple of hours. So that's kind of the process that we go through. And I know calving season is upon us. So knowing how and when to help that cow when she's having a difficult birth, that can be very important to saving that calf and maybe even, you know, that cow rebreeding next year. So until next time, I guess that's all I have. So we'll talk again next time, Audrey.
All right. Well, a cow is definitely not a watch. You can't just set her and forget her. Good
right.
grief. Well, like people, you know, keep an eye on things. It's not always going to be the same every time. I hope I don't have to use this information.
I hope nobody has to use it.
No kidding.
I hope they have calving ease bulls and everything works the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, wake up, walk out to the barn, look out there, and like, oh, look, we have some new calves. Great.
You bet.
Easy, hopefully. But if not, if somebody does have a question, how do they get a hold of you? It's like, besides getting a hold of their vet, they're going to want to talk to you for some information.
Well, they can call 785-828-4438.
Outstanding. Well, thank you, Rod. Thanks for coming in, and thank you, as always, for the information.
You bet.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.